Be seated. Who here has had their home broken into? Who has a security system to protect their home? How many of you had a security system in place when your home was broken into? Some of us were prepared for the thief, and others of us didn't think our homes were vulnerable to a break-in. Or in my situation, I had plans in place, but the break-in happened before the security system was installed. That was years ago when I first bought my house. I spent the last couple of weeks reading and talking about security systems and the addition of a Ring video doorbell with friends until deciding that the Ring was a good choice. You see, my friends decided that because I had been looking at security cameras and talking about them for several months, they would go with my findings. We both ended up buying the Ring, and I worked it out so we got a discount for buying two of them at the same time. It seems that sometimes we're willing to let someone else do the work that will benefit our well-being. How many of you had a break-in or attempt since you installed your security system? Good. Now, I don't want you to raise your hand for this question. I really don't want to know the answer, but do you actually set your alarms when you go out or when you go to bed? Or have you just become complacent, feeling that having the system is enough to protect you and your home? You might be asking yourself, what does all this have to do with today's readings, beyond the obvious comparison to the homeowner being prepared for the thief? Just as in last week's gospel reading, with the rich man who was pleased with all the grain he had stored, which was like money in the bank, we can try to fool ourselves that we have done all we need to do to prepare ourselves for the day when we come face to face with God. Like having a security system and not always using it, we can convince ourselves that we don't need to keep doing the work God has given us to do. We don't need to deepen our faith by prayer, study, and action. We might think, I'm a good person. I attend church most Sundays. I've done my share of ministry. Now I can sit back and rest, secure that I've done what is necessary. As the rich man noted, and I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry. Is our work in the name of Jesus ever done? Can we reach a point when we can retire from our baptismal responsibility as ministers? Well, let's check the words of our baptismal covenant, which we have reaffirmed many times. If you will, take your Book of Common Prayer and turn to page 417. Let's just focus on the words of the last three questions. Page 417. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Well, you've answered, I will, with God's help. to each of these questions. You don't get to retire. There's no end age or period of time that comes at the end of the baptismal covenant. We have all said, "Yes, I'm in. You can count on me, Lord." The gospel reading for today starts with Jesus telling his disciples, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." In earlier passages, Jesus tells the disciples, "Don't worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what clothes you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing." Later, the passage continues with these familiar words, "Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these." God knows our needs and will see that we have everything to fulfill them. How about this question from Jesus? "Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life?" Then you can almost hear a chuckle as he goes on to say, "If then you are not able to do so small a thing as that, why do you worry about the rest?" We need to focus on what really matters: living the gospel, loving and preserving the dignity of others, no matter how different they may be from us. There are no age stipulations or health requirements. We have all seen examples of how, even as they approached death, some who had worshiped among us continued to encourage and minister to others. It's easy to get caught up in our own little bubble, watching one day fade into the next. Several weeks ago, I made an unusual visit to a patient and his wife. The patient is able to do most things for himself, but his doctor has determined that it's not safe for him to drive any longer. His wife drives, but doesn't like to drive too far from home or at night. The patient's wife wanted to know if I could direct him to some activities that would keep him busy and help him continue to find meaning. He is already volunteering close to home one day a week. I asked both of them what they do during the day. I also asked them what activities they enjoy together. They are both in their 80s and have lived and worked in the same area for about 40 years. Their answer was that when it's not too hot, they garden. Otherwise, they usually sit and read. I asked if they go places together, and the answer was, you probably know, the grocery store and doctor's appointments. I asked if they like to travel or to go to concerts. The patient's wife said she would like to take a cruise, but he doesn't want to go anywhere because they traveled when they were younger. He said there isn't any place else he wants to see or go back to. The patient just wants to go back to work. I said, don't you want to do something fun and enjoyable? The answer, I enjoyed the work I did. The patient's wife finally started talking about hiring someone to drive them to the Straz or out to dinner because they always enjoyed going out to eat. The one thing that the patient's wife told me takes a lot of her time is paying bills and calling people to fix things when they have made a mistake. She was talking about bills that were incorrect and calling for repairs for various things. She said she doesn't have much time left in her day after those things are done. As I listened to this couple describe their activity, it became evident that they are not very active at all. They spend a lot of time in the same place, but they don't really do much together. This couple, like many people, have gotten caught up in the mundane, everyday things of life, and they are being robbed without even really realizing it. Getting lost in a routine can happen so easily in our lives. Our faith is not immune from the same thing happening. We may think we have a lot going on, though when we take a closer look, we could find out that we haven't reached out beyond our comfort zones. Meeting with the same people, doing the same things that we have always done. Or we might realize that we are busy with things that don't bring us or anyone else closer to God. There is no shortage of active ministry at Holy Innocence. We have a lot of involvement, but it is often the same people doing multiple tasks. We need each and every one of you to be part of God's plan. Don't be fooled into thinking that the ideas and ministries presented by your clergy and vestry are our ideas. We believe that what we are doing and where we want to go is God's plan. We believe that the Holy Spirit directs us. I recently watched a video regarding God's Pantry, a ministry in California. One of the coordinators said something very thoughtful. You can't outdream God. Several days ago, I put a request out to a parishioner to try to gather a group together to meet a need we have in our church family right now. The next morning, I saw that the person I had emailed some other parishioners who then contacted multiple other people, and the train was set in motion. Now, it hasn't all come together yet, but I'm telling you, the result of that one contact was like the proverbial ripple in the stream that keeps moving forward once you throw in a stone. I'm excited to see so many people step up to the plate and run. I can't wait until the Orioles learn to do that same thing again, but that's a different story. We are a team, and as cliche as that may sound, it is true. Call us what you will, a team or the body of Christ. The one thing we know is that none of us can do it all alone. Please pray with me the collect for today again. Grant to us, Lord, we pray, the spirit to think and do always those things that are right, that we who cannot exist without you may by you be enabled to live according to your will through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.